Good morning and welcome to another episode in the Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. It's Paul O'Mahony setting out from his house in Glenmire on the outskirts of Cork City, the house is actually in County Cork, to drive to a place called Castle Martyr, which I think is about 25 minutes drive from home. Castle Martyr is a resort, a top-class hotel and a golf course, and I've never been there before. And I'm due to play this morning with three guys, and we're going to have a business meeting on the golf course. This is an away day, a day when we're going to envisage the world as we'd like it to be, so that we can collaborate more effectively in bringing that about. Anyway, that's my spurious justification for a day of immense enjoyment ahead. Castle Martyr, what about it? What can I tell you as a golf course? It's 6,700 yards long, and I imagine that must be from the back tees. And I don't expect we're going to play from the back tees. I expect we'll play from whatever those normal kind of white tee things are that people play from. The course is designed by a guy called Ron Kirby. Now, let me hold my hand up and say I've never heard of Ron Kirby before, but he designed Mount Juliet, and he designed Dromoland Castle, and I know Dromoland Castle to be a well-designed course, and I've never played Mount Juliet, but I've looked at lots of pictures of it, and everybody I know speaks highly of it, and I think he might have even had a hand in Gleneagles. So with that kind of pedigree, I'm expecting a well-designed golf course today. My golf started off very badly last weekend. I think I said in the last diary that I was hoping I'd score a 7. That would be a 2 over par on the first hole, par 5 at Fota Island Golf Club. But I actually took an 8. I hit the very first drive into the woods, and that completely screwed me, and I was well out of the hole at that stage. So I got nul point at the first hole, and I got nul point at the second hole, and I thought I was in for a really good run at that stage. I thought, how many nul points can I score in a row? But anyway, without boring the pants off you, I got 1 point at the third hole, and I finished up with 34 points in all. And for 18 holes, having started that badly, I was reasonably satisfied with my golf, I have to say. And the most satisfying thing of today is that the sun is shining. It's a bright, clear sky. It's dry. It's bloody cold. It's 3 degrees. So those of you who in Florida and South Africa and places like that who don't play at 3 degrees, in case you catch a chill, I've got 4 layers on. I've got an under layer, which I wouldn't show to anybody except on the beach in the summer. I've got a really natty, tight golf shirt on the next layer, a kind of polo shirt. I've got a long sleeve thing over that, and I've got another long sleeve thing over that, and that's before I put on any overgarments, really. So I am really concerned about keeping warm. I find that unless you're really comfortable on the golf course, that you're going to have all sorts of thoughts going through your head, like, oh, it's too bloody cold to score today, or nobody in their right mind would be out driving in this weather, or these bunkers are frozen traps. Anyway, I can tell you that it is chilly, and in fact, it's one of these kind of days where I'd be tempted to go down with, is it Tony Vegas who wears 2 golf gloves? In fact, if somebody would only invent a golf glove which had a built-in warmer, so that when you rubbed it against your thigh, you could actually, it would heat up. That would appeal to me. Someone told me that if you got these surgical gloves that, you know, cling absolutely tightly to your skin, and you wear those, that they'll work incredibly well when it's raining, and that you'll get a better grip on the golf club than you would if you were wearing one of these all-weather gloves. So what else is on my mind? What is really biggest on my mind today is the people I'm playing with. For the record, it's Jonathan Ahm, Aidan Enright, and Alan Cuthbert. And we all get on very well. And it's going to be quite different from playing with people who I know at FOTA, but I'm not really friends with. These people are friends, and the actual golf is more serious than ever, but more fun can be made of it. You know, you can really have a laugh when one of them hits the ball out of bounds, or loses his golf ball, or misses a 9-inch putt. You can do a bit of yoga laughing at him. Yeah, it's that kind of a thing. And you can tell jokes and stuff like that. And you can talk about things that you already know. And I remember Jonathan Am saying to me something about South Africa and the culture there, where apparently the banter on the golf course is more important than the golf. And I have to say, in Ireland, certainly, maybe it's only with strangers like me who don't know them very well, people are very serious on the golf course. I've hardly ever had a joke told to me. Mind you, I don't tell jokes myself, so why should I complain? But I haven't really had a lot of free conversation, and people, you know, tell me what they're doing at work or tell me some of the hassles that they're having, you know, anywhere. People are maybe quite guarded. I'm always thinking of a book called The Valley of the Squinting Windows by Brinsley McNamara, which describes life in a village in Ireland a long time ago. And I'm always comparing life in the current modernistic society that I around us. Anyway, look, that's wavering a long way from the I'm probably avoiding the thought of how am I going to do off the first tee. But you know, it really doesn't matter. I'm right there with Vijay Singh, and so that book he highly recommended, Zen Golf. I'm really in the space where it doesn't matter. And the other guy, Bob Rotella, he says, you know, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the process. Forget about the result. You know, just swing right, aim right. Stand up on the tee, pick a tiny, tiny spot, aim for that, and swing, and forget about everything entirely. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my mind focused. I'm already focusing my mind. I am just emptying everything out except the blank side of a dimpled ball and the club meeting it and kissing it so that the dimples move delightfully forward and don't stop moving forward until they've had enough air time. So there you are. That's it. Diary of a Mediocre Golfer, handing you back to the tee. Have a great day yourself. Bye-bye.